trucks. You found the right station.
98Q Country.
With your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again. Got me feeling like a nothing, you. With your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded, you. Be so mean. You, with your switching sides and your wildfire lies and your humiliation, you have pointed out my flaws again as if I don't already see them.
CQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Two elderly women released by Hamas militants. One of them is 85-year-old Yocheved Lifshitz. This is her daughter, Sharon.
My mom is very much hoping that all the people that were with her will come back.
ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
She and 75-year-old Nuret Cooper were released by Hamas, touching down in Tel Aviv overnight. Both of them seen in video, released by Hamas, handed over to Red Cross officials. The two women kidnapped alongside their husbands, who are still believed to be held captive when Hamas stormed their kibbutz near Oz on October 7th. Pressure mounts to get the remaining 219, including Americans, out.
Israel stepping up its bombardment of targets in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected ground invasion against Hamas militants. The U.S. afraid of a wider war with the militant group Hezbollah. This is ABC News. Another sign of the recovery in Maui after this summer's wildfires. The mayor of Maui County now says all of West Maui, except for the burned-out sections of Lahaina, will reopen for tourism a week from tomorrow. The fires killed at least 99 people. Gas prices across the country going in reverse. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The switch to cheaper winter blends of gas, lower oil prices, and less demand to travel in October all keep combining to create lower gas prices. The national average is now $3.53 a gallon, according to new data from the Energy Department. That's 24 cents cheaper than the price of regular unleaded a year ago at this time. California still has the most expensive gas at $5.22 a gallon, but that seems cheap compared to a few weeks ago when much of California was paying close to $7 a gallon.
Slowing demand for high fashion could hit Gucci right in the wallet. Experts think the company behind the brand will report a sales drop of about 6%. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Two people have died, six others were injured in a seven-vehicle crash that happened Monday in western Wisconsin. Wisconsin Department of Transportation says several agencies responded to the crash on I-94 near the village of Wilson in St. Croix County. The agency adds that details on the wreck are limited due to the complexity of it. More information will be revealed on it today. Governor Tony Evers' administration announces more than $406 million in federal funds for safe drinking water in Wisconsin.
The funding's been allocated to more than 106 municipalities. Some of the projects getting preliminary approval for funding include more than $30 million to help Milwaukee replace lead service lines and more than $17 million for the city of Wausau to reduce PFAS contamination in drinking water through creation of a new water treatment system, along with another $5.8 million to replace lead service lines. In all, Evers said the investments will help replace more than 167,000 lead service lines in the state. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A bill has been introduced that would name a popular highway after Wisconsin's Native American code talkers. Stevens Point State Senator Patrick Teston says this bill would be a first for Wisconsin.
Not that long ago, I had the opportunity to sit down and meet with some folks from the Ho-Chunk legislature, and that was actually a question I posed to them. Do we even have a memorial or a monument recognizing the efforts of our indigenous people who have served in the armed services? And I don't think that even exists.
The bill would dedicate a stretch of I-90 between La Crosse and Toma to the infamous code talkers. Wisconsinites don't change their passwords often enough. The website casino.org conducted a study which found that Wisconsin has the worst password security in the nation. The study recommends that passwords be changed every 3 to 6 months to avoid being hacked.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, has just been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now's the time to apply for a Lake Winnebago sturgeon spearing permit.
DNR's sturgeon biologist Margaret Stadig says licenses have already been handed out for the upland rivers.
But if you want to go spearing on Lake Winnebago, make sure you head to a service center or head on to Go Wild and buy your tag.
You've got until Halloween to get that tag. Find out more online at dnr.wi.gov. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a Wisconsin school administrator receives national recognition. Brookfield East High School principal Andy Farley has received the Principal of the Year honor from the National Association of Secondary School Principals. Farley, who's been at the helm of the school for 11 years, tells Fox 6 Milwaukee the honor is special to him for many reasons.
It's a special place in my life as a student, as an adult, taught here for 10 years as well, coached here.
Farley's also a 1996 graduate of Brookfield East High School. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's take a look at the Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 25th of October. They'll be serving up roast pork loin, there's mashed potatoes, there's gravy, sliced carrots, and apple crisp. Please get those orders in by 1:30 the day before. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 58 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers, storms still possible. Lows drop to 46. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, few showers stay possible before noon. Otherwise, cloudy. Highs make it into the upper 50s. Winds remain north around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy, chance for showers redeveloping. Storm is also possible again. Lows fall back to 48. And then Thursday, showers likely. Storms continue to be possible as well, especially before noon. I'm Phil Jensko in the Weatherology Weather Center. Right now, it's 48.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
A new report from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service clearly shows just how much hunters and anglers contribute to the American gross domestic product. I'll share some specifics when we return, but first.
For those who just can't wait for Black Friday, head over to Fleet Farm today for great Black Friday Now deals. Like a free battery pack with Milwaukee heated jackets, in-store only, or 40% off all men's field and forest flannel. And don't miss our trick-or-treating event on Saturday, October 28th from 10 till noon, with treats for the first 200 kids and gift cards for best costumes. Enjoy Black Friday savings now at Fleet Farm, home of everything you need for everyday life.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service last week released its 2022 National Survey of Fishing, Hunting, and Wildlife-Associated Recreation, a survey that says hunting and fishing contributed $145 billion to the U.S. economy. In human terms, 39 million people, about 15% of the U.S. population 16 years and older, participated in recreational fishing last year. 14 million people, or 5.5% of U.S. citizens age 16 and older, participated in hunting. A demographic point surprised me. Although white people comprise the vast majority of license holders, another group actually buys more licenses as a percentage of population. Last year, fishing was most popular among Asian Americans, who had a participation rate of 20%. Whites participated at a rate of 17% and African Americans at a 12% rate. There were similar rates among hunters. 6% of the nation's white population went hunting last year, while 7% of Asian Americans went hunting. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Make me wanna write a song. Sit you down, I'll sing it to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, yeah.
country boy said. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard.
Stars like confetti, ah. 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Pictures on her phone and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still around. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got a note extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean race, they don't clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, some girls never do. Stay broke, some hearts don't skip a beat. Some people say goodbye, then try to make it all right, just like you're doing to me.
Some girls in 98Q Country at 8:28. We're in for a cloudy, warm day today with temperatures approaching 60. Not giving up on maybe a glimpse of that sun at some point, but it looks as though rain showers are going to be predominant today. But again, mild, mild, high of 60. Let's do some birthdays. If you got a birthday or anniversary for today, give us a call, 715-762-3221. You can always email those to us ahead of time. WCQM@civicmedia.us. We'll get to our birthday anniversary celebrants here next.
Hey, you, the one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Make a difference. Become a CNA. Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting November 2023. The nurse aide course consists of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion of your training, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on employment commitment and employment hire status.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned and is a 92-bed skilled nursing facility which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab stays and long-term care. Reserve your spot now. Deadline to register will be October 25th. For more details and to register, apply on Indeed for the Nurse Aid student, email tawnym@parkmanorwi.com or call 715-762-2449. Again, that's Indeed for the Nurse Aid student, tawnym@parkmanorwi.com or 715-762-2449.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
All right, birthdays today. Happy 24th birthday to Danaya Demon, who is celebrating a birthday today. Danaya, happy birthday to you from your family. And we've got Jackson. Jackson West is six today. Grams, Pops, your Funkle, Nick, Amanda, Jewel, Ray, all wishing you a very, very happy birthday there. Jackson West, who is six today. Both of you in for the cake drawing. That'll happen on Friday, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. If you're celebrating here on this 24th day of October, you share your day with Shania Grimes, the actress from Annie Wilson on TV's 90210. She's 34 today. Mary Bono, months after singer-politician Sonny Bono died, this widow was elected to succeed him in Congress, and she served until 2013. She has remarried three times since being married to Sonny Bono, most recently to former astronaut Stephen Oswald. 62 for Mary Bono today. Kevin Kline, winner of a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 1989 for A Fish Called Wanda. He's also starred in such films as Las Vegas, D. Lovely, The Ice Storm, Dave,